Blog Talk Radio.
I'm still standing. I'm still trusting. I'm still holding on to what I believe. Still motivated. Persuaded, I'm still standing on the word that's in my heart. I'm still standing, I'm still trusting, I'm still holding on to what I believe.
Thank you.
Well, the music was by Joshua Rogers, Still Standing, and Amy Bala. Lord, you've been so good to me. Good evening to each and every one of you. God bless you, and I just thank you, God, for tuning in tonight. And I'm just so glad that you decided to join in with me tonight. I'm Prophet Shirley Kane, founder of When the Walks of Jesus Ministry, the ministry that helps the lost and the hopeless to find their way to Jesus. And I pray and I hope that you had a great day, a wonderful day, a prosperous day. I pray that your day was victorious, because every day counts, and we have to make the best of it. Sometimes it's out of our control, but we still have to make the best of it. And I just want to encourage you tonight that we just need to take one moment and thank God for being such an awesome God. And I don't know about you all, but the joy of the Lord is my strength. I have been going through struggles, but I tell you one thing, I'm going to continue to hold on to the joy of the Lord. And see, we got to learn to encourage ourselves, because it's a refreshing moment in our life. Always need to take advantage of a refreshing moment. And I want you to know God is up to something. No matter how the devil try to get busy, to try, I said try, to get busy, to make you miss all your blessings that God has for you. And I just want to let you know tonight, what God has for you is for you. And he will deliver. You don't have to go looking for it. You don't have to wonder if it's right. You don't have to wonder how big it is. Or you don't even have to wonder if it's going to happen. All you got to do is trust God, and he will move in his own way. And I just thank you tonight, and I just want you to refresh yourself from everything that you may have encountered on today. And I want you to meditate on the word, what I'm bringing forth tonight, because the enemy is confused right now, because we already have proclaimed the victory. And so he's already lost you. So I just want you to be encouraged, and I just want you to stay tuned. I'm going to play two more songs, and then we're going to get into this word, and we're going to have a knockout, drag out, good time, and we're going to have the victory all night tonight. And the first song that you're going to hear is coming from Erica Campbell, and it is I Need a Little More Jesus. Praise God. Come on, Erica, where you at?
I'm
We thank Erica Campbell for that song, and I just want to address that person that's in the chat room. I do see you, and I was really, really trying to write something in there to welcome you, but some kind of way my computer is kind of trying to not let me be operable. But you know what? God is still in control, and this Bible study is going to go forth, and I welcome you, and I appreciate your presence, and I just want you to know that I do acknowledge you, and please forgive me if I don't respond to you, because usually I try to, you know, respond when someone is in the chat room. But I welcome you, and I just pray that you are blessed from this word tonight. And before we get started, I'd like to have a word of prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, I come humbly before you this day to bring forth your word. Lord, I pray that you would decrease me and increase you, that you may penetrate someone's spirit, that they will yield to your word, and that your word will set the atmosphere. Ears will hear and minds will shift and catch the vision of the plans that you have for us. Lord, I counsel any assignment of the enemy, and I just pray right now in the name of Jesus that your word will go forth and bless our souls in the areas that we are weak, that we may be delivered instantly. And God, we're going to give you the praise and the glory in Jesus' mighty name. We do pray. Amen, amen, amen. I just want to give you the scripture that we're going to be coming, the content that we're going to use for this word to go forth, and that's going to be Matthew, the 5th chapter, the 11th through the 12th verse. And I'm reading from the Holman Christian Bible. It says, blessed are you when people insult you. Falsely say all kind of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who spoke, who were before you. Excuse me. May God give a blessing to the reading of that word that came from Matthew, the 5th chapter, 11th to the 12th verse. And what I want to talk about tonight is when you are unfairly accused by others. When you are unfairly accused by others. And what brought this on tonight, because I have had a struggle with something that had happened to me personally. And I don't want you to think this Bible study is all about me, because it's not all about me. But I just want to share, because it's kind of like a testimony of how I dealt with what had happened to me. But I had a phone call from an unexpected person. And that person called to accuse me of some information that was reportedly told to them from others. And it was talebearers and people who keep up strife. And you have people that does that. But see, Ephesians 4:29, it tells us, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good, to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearer. See, talebearers are the ones who spread gossip or rumor. And it cut me deep in my spirit. And I was caught off guard, and I identified the defective behavior in that person right away. I was in total shock, and I would have never in my wildest dreams thought such defiled words could come out of their mouth. It was an unfair gesture of accusation that I had no knowledge of, and I certainly did not deserve it. But it was very painful. It was a painful experience for me to endure, considering that I was very fond of this person. And I had prayed for this person to be healed from sickness, because they had literally been bound in a wheelchair. And I tried to reason with myself, was not that person, and this was not happening to me, and why they did not realize the enemy was using this. But this proves that we have a tendency to be blown away by things that people do, even that of significance. People with titles, dignitaries, people that we put in high esteem. We must know that the enemy will use them no matter who they are. And that is why we must not take offense to how they're being used by the enemy, because that is what he do. That is why we must be careful to think that people are perfect and can't do any wrong. That is why God tells us to trust in his will and his ways. That is why we must say and know each day it is not your will, but it's God's will, and his will be done in Jesus' name. Not to say that people we look up to are not important, because they are important, but in the purpose for God, because he uses them for his purpose and his glory. See, we want people that can be an asset to us. We want someone that can share the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, and the spoken word from God Almighty. But it's not all the time that you will find those. See, there's a time and a purpose that God uses all when we are in the right relationship with him. God is not looking for a perfect vessel, but a vessel that is willing to be perfected. Jesus did what he did because he was instructed by his Father to show us that we must be as perfect as he was doing the work that he did. We will never be that perfect being, but Jesus also exemplified that when we do the work as he did, that we will be hated and persecuted by evil workers that are sent by the devil. So what do you do when you are unfairly accused by people you know, people that you love, people that you thought you could trust? Well, let's sharpen the point before we move towards an answer. I added that phrase because one thing to be unfairly accused by strangers, but it's a total difference when people in your inner circle turn against you, because it is personal and the pain is much greater. And remember, this is what Jesus was saying in Matthew 5:11. Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, falsely say all kind of evil against you because of me. That phrase means all kind of evil. It means that the follower of Jesus will endure insult, lies, ridicule, false accusation, and those attacks will come in many different ways. The word crucified the Lord of glory, so we should not be surprised when the world attacks those who follow him. Some of these attacks will come against our faith. Sometimes our motives will be questioned. Sometimes our words will be twisted. Sometimes we will be orchestrated for our views. People will definitely hate you when you speak truth. But sometimes we will be deliberately misquoted. Sometimes we will even be the victim of a whispering campaign where we can't even pin down the things that's said against us. But the point to remember here is these things will happen from time to time. And it's a part of what it means to be a follower of Christ. Now, what I had experienced in my own personal life, I had to recollect my thoughts. I had to regain my composure. I had to remember what they did to Jesus. I had to remember I am in the image of Christ. I had to remember I will be persecuted for his name's sake. So I had to quickly get over the allegations made against me and move on. And no, it was not easy, but I had to make a choice. It's either them or Jesus. And I chose Jesus because it would have made me come out of character. And I had to keep my spirit in character, because the enemy will creep up on you and he will let that thing get in your spirit and it will play on and on in your spirit, and it will affect you in a way where you would have responded to whatever the allegation is or whatever persecution you're receiving from that person. I had to realize it was garbage. I had to realize it was mess. It was painful, but I could not let it penetrate or filtrate my spirit. Matthew 5:13, it tells us we're the salt of the earth, but if the salt loses saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. I had to realize that I'm much greater than what they saw in me, and I'm still a child of the living God. And no matter what they saw in me, it will not change who I am, and it will not change the purpose that God had instilled in me. It will not change who God has made me to be. So many of us want to make ourselves be what pleases people, but you better please God. Because when at the end of the day, he's going to be the only one left that you can go to. He's going to be the only one left that can be there for you. Because he say he will never leave us nor forsake us. We must never be surprised by people's behavior. Because the Bible tells us what to look for in their folks. Ephesians 4:2 tells us, always be humble and gentle. Patiently put up with each other and love each other. And then there's another Bible version that says, showing tolerance to each other. Now, the devil would like to tell us we don't have to take that kind of abuse from nobody. Ironically speaking, the devil don't persuade us not to take his abuse. So is it okay for us to take abuse from the devil? I don't think so. The devil's a liar, and he's a father of lies. My brothers and sisters, in this life and in the next one hereafter, we're going to have to put up with a lot of nonsense in this world. We're going to have to put up with a lot of nonsense even in our home, on our job, with our families, and even inside the church. Sometimes people hear what they want to hear regardless of the facts. Sometimes people are going to believe who they want to believe. And don't let them already have a problem with you. It will be easy for them to easily come against you, to discredit your name, to tell lies on you, and sometimes to set little traps for you. We should not be surprised when despite our best efforts, our best actions, even when we are criticized and our motives are questioned. And there are times we need to speak the truth. But in the moments, we must speak the truth in love. State the facts. Lay out the truth as you see it. Don't presume to judge another person's heart, even if they unfairly judge in yours. Don't say anything in a heated moment that you will regret later. The other day, I became so angry with a situation that had occurred, and I had to regroup myself. I had to regress that thing. I had to go and I had to ask God to forgive me, because I know that the word says, do not let the sun go down in your anger. So I had to regroup, and I asked God to help me to be at peace and to comfort me, and I repented. That is what we have to do. If we know the Lord and we know the word, he's given us instructions how to keep ourselves sane, how to keep ourselves from falling into the trap, because sometimes the enemy will set traps. And those who don't know Christ, this is where a lot of people want to change their relationship with Christ and go into another direction, because they don't want to accept persecution. And they don't want to be unfairly accused when they are innocent. So that religion or that Christian part of them, they try to find a way around that part of it. But either you in or you not. You can't be partially in and partially not. And, you know, I was able to hold my composure. I will not let that negative garbage influence me. I suggest to you that if it's garbage, do not receive it. Do not let it influence you. Don't respond to it. Because don't think for a minute that the devil didn't challenge me to respond. And sometimes the Lord used these very painful times to move us away from people. He shows us people. He shows us who we should stay connected to and who we should not. We just got to hear his voice, follow his instruction, because God will speak to us. You don't have to be a prophet for God to speak to you. He said, my sheep will hear my voice. He didn't say my prophets will be the only one that will hear my voice. And even in churches, it has its pressures and problems. And God will allow you to go on to new ministries and new areas of service and sometime a new church altogether. I have spoken with people who leave a church and they are told, oh, you church hopping. Or you should have stayed. But Mark 9 and 5, Jesus told the disciples, if they do not welcome you when you leave that town, shake off the dust from your feet as a testimony against them. And I know we can't always see in advance what God may be doing in our troubled times, but we got to continue to speak the truth and love and leave the results in God's hands. Because what God will do to that person is much more severe than what I could have done. When you let a person carry on with their foolishness by themselves, you already got the victory. And, yeah, sometimes, you know, we may feel victimized involving unfair accusations where you can't get your side of the story fairly told. So the whole thing eats at you day and night. Sometimes you can't stop talking about it so that you end up becoming consumed with the issue until you lose your focus. Sometimes we may even say or do foolish things that will hurt us in the long run. Sometimes we hurt so much, we are frustrated, we are defeated, and nothing is solved. But you are in an emotional trouble. Let me tell you something. You are allowing that person to have total control over your emotions. Now your behavior is lining up with that person. So now you are just as bad as that person. And you want God to see you in a calm spirit. You want him to see you in a peaceful spirit. You want him to see you in a Christ-like manner so that he can be pleased with you and disappointed in the other person. Sometimes it's just a test, but it's a test we got to pass. Don't allow yourself to be caught up in the mess. Always accept what it is and move on, because we cannot change who people are, and we sometimes have to just let them be, because nothing you can say or do, they are willing to hear from you. So you got to pray for them. You got to let God be the accuser of them, because there are repercussions and consequences for every action, and we never think about the price we have to pay or how long we must suffer for it. But God make it plain in his word, because John 1 and 1 says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God. This is the Trinity, Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. As we go on our journey in life, we will always find someone that may not receive us at first impulse, because there are negative people who are always looking for something to discredit you. But if you let Jesus be the Lord of your life, if you walk up rightly in God, if you don't begin to let him order your steps, I'm here to tell you, God will deliver you out of any circumstances. And yeah, there may be times when we may be tempted to fall into the level of our accusers, but I want you to know tonight that greater is Jesus that is in you. And as I said earlier, the devil is tempted. He tempts us. Just like when Jesus was in the wilderness, the devil came to tempt him. We need to not be tempted to tell the person off or rip their head off. But we need to ask God to deliver our mindset, to line up with his word, and not let us yield ourselves or lower our standards down to that person level. Because if we are in turmoil, if we got anger in us, if we got if we are always trying to find revenge, God can't use us because we are not in a position to be focused on what it is God wants us to do, because we are focused on the circumstances and we are not focused on the Lord. And there may be times you may have to set things in perspective with people, but do it in love. Let them know, oh, you really have hurt my feelings. And if they continue to want to badger you, you just walk away. You tune them out. You let them make a fool of themselves. Because if you fight back with them, the first thing that's going to come out of their mouth, and I've had this said to me so many times, I thought you were a Christian. It is very hard to walk away when someone is persecuting and destroying you. Let me make myself real clear. I'm not saying you got to be a superhero. I'm not saying you got to be so righteous and doing everything perfect and right and that you won't make no mistakes or you won't fall. Because Isaiah already said we dirty, filthy rags and we all fall. We all fall off. But what I'm saying is, walk away when someone is persecuting or destroying your character, when they're lying on you. Because, see, it's easy for us to come out of character and allow others to control our emotions. We have to have the victory. Proverbs 4:23 say, "All above all else, guard your heart, but it is the wellspring of life." And that is not saying to get back at that person. That's saying guard your heart and not let them get you into that mess, that spider web. Guard your heart. We definitely need that reminder when we are under attack. Unless we guard our own heart, we will soon be down in the gutter with that person or those persons. We will be tempted to answer in unkind ways. We may even feel like we can attack them as they have attacked us. We feel like sometimes I'll smear their reputation and I'll get back at them. I'll do whatever I have to do to get even with them. And it's easy to fall into the attack mode when we are angry and hurt. And that's why we have to get a hold of ourselves and recompose ourselves and be resurrected back into Christ. You know, I gaze on Facebook and I see people making ugly attacks against one another. I see people literally chopping up each other because of comments being made. And then they hide behind their dirty words. And how the enemy will use you if you're not careful. Don't be tempted. Silence will eventually kill the motive. Don't give life to it. Let it starve for attention, and it will go elsewhere. That's what I'm trying to teach my grandson. When he have a child, a student that's teasing him all the time, he reacts to him. I tell him, I say, son, don't respond to them. and eventually they will go on because they will see that they can't win your emotions. So our challenge must be to guard our own heart when we're under attack. And what happened to me is not because I'm trying to gossip, but it's a testimony of how I held it just as God wanted it to be held. It did have a memorable effect on me. I did have to move on to bigger and better things in my life. I did have to find something to occupy my mind. And the best way to occupy your mind and to delete all that gawk and that nonsense that the enemy speaks to you is you get that sword of the spirit, which is the word of God. And if you have to read that scripture over and over until it sinks into your spirit, then the enemy, whatever he tried to implant in you, it's got to go. And then you got to understand forgiveness look like when your character What forgiveness look like when your character has been assassinated. You got to forgive. It's not easy. It certainly ain't cheap. But I know I had to find the strength to keep on going. And the turning point came when I had to make a conscious decision that I had to ask God to wipe the slate clean. I had to forgive that person for what they did against me. No, it wasn't a good thing. Yes, it hurt it. Yes, it took me far. But I got over it. I became victorious. I became a conqueror over this thing. I like what Catherine Ponder quote. She said, when you hold resentment towards another, you are bound to that person or conditioned by emotional link that's stronger than steel. Forgiveness is the only way to overcome whatever you have been, whatever has affected you. It will dissolve that leak, and you will be set free. Because harboring resentment is like drinking poison and hoping the other guy would die. It's self-destructive behavior. There is a better way. And if someone objects that forgiveness costs too much, I simply want to tell you that unforgiveness costs much more. 1 Peter 2:21-23, and I'm about to wrap this up. It says, to you, you were called because Christ suffered for you, leaving you an example that you should follow in his steps. He committed no sin. No deceit was found in his mouth. And when they heard, they insulted him. He did not retaliate. When he suffered, he made no threat. He entrusted himself to him who judged justly. When Jesus stood before Pilate in hell, the jeering mob, he uttered no results. He made no threats. And someone may say, but that's Jesus. He was sent to take all that. We different. I even hear the younger generation say, well, this is a new time now. Jesus displayed an example of what we will encounter in the world. But guess what? When he comes back, he will not be a new Christ. He will not understand the new way. He will be the same Christ that was here before. Jesus is coming back for those who believe that he's the Son of Man and he changed not. Do you think Jesus was a helpless victim that day at Calvary? He was the Son of God. He had the power to call down a legion of angels to set him free. All he had to do was say the word, and all of heaven would have came to his aid. But he didn't have to. He knew his purpose. And we must know our purpose. And that is to be steadfast. That's to be bold. That's to stand on the word of God. That's to be like David in Psalms 26, where he said, vindicate me, Lord, for I have led a blameless life. Let me tell you something. God will deliver you out of anything, any situation, any trouble, seen or unseen. He is all powerful and mighty. And certainly one part of that higher purpose must be to demonstrate to the world how a child, a true child of God, reacts when we are crushed under an avalanche of unfairness. And I want you to know, by his stripes, we are healed. Amen. Closing in prayer. Gracious, most precious Father in heaven, Father in heaven and on earth, thank you, dear God, for your word that went forth, allowing us to digest your word in our spirit, to help us to be a better Christian, to help us to be able to have a better life, have peace, be assured of who we are. Lord, as a reminder in our lives that we can get through anything when we look to you, God. Before I go on, I want to offer anyone who don't know Jesus as their Lord and Savior. And I want to ask you to come. I want to ask the Lord to come into your heart and to receive you. And that you will be forgiven for all your sins and unrighteousness. That you may be cleansed in the blood of Jesus. Time is running out. Jesus is to return real soon. Don't play with your life, your soul, that way. Find him today. Get to him quickly. Because he doesn't want you to be left out. And no, you don't have to be perfect. I don't care if you're drunk. I was a drunk. I don't care if you smoke cigarettes, I once did. And if Jesus can clean me up, he can do the same for you. And yes, it was a process. It didn't happen overnight. That first step in receiving him. I beg you, please, sir, yes, and yes, please, sir, and please, ma'am. I thank you, dear God, that your word went forth, that we will double ourselves to the word that went forth. I thank you, Lord, that you gave up everything for us so that we may have freedom of life and be nourished by the goodness of God's word. I speak to every situation, every person on this line, in the chat room, wherever you are listening, however you are listening, I speak to every situation in your life that it will come together, that things that have been out of content will come together. I pray that there will be no hindrance, no interception, and no delay in what you're about to be released from heaven to you. Lord, we are your chosen people. We have endured and we have trusted in your promise and your word. We have endured persecution, and we know that we will continue to endure. God, but just give us the strength to just hold on. Give us the knowledge and the wisdom to do as you tell us, to guard our hearts, God. And I pray, God, that no one that listened to this word tonight will lack in anything, that their health is perfect, that their job increases, those that's jobless, Lord, that you will open the doors, God, that you will bring them to wherever it is that you have opened doors for them. Oh, God, you will show favor, God. Grant it to them, Lord. And those that's already on a job, I pray increase. I pray raises. I pray promotion. Lord, I thank you today, tonight. I ask you, God, to give us peace, give us love. Lord, I pray for marriages in this nation. I'm talking about the marriage that you ordained. I'm not talking about the same-sex marriage. I'm talking about the marriages that you approve and ordain. Lord, I pray over our children protection from the worldly influence that's waiting to taunt their souls and give them boldness to stand on God's word no matter what. The victory of Satan's deceiving ways has been canceled right now in the name of Jesus. And the Holy Spirit of fire is in us, and it will burn Satan up, and he will become non-existent in our path and in our life. We break every hindering spirit that come against our vision, our promises, our promotion, finance, our health, our job, our peace, our love, our children, and guard our heart. Lord, I pray that we will not be counted by the worldly causes and effects. There is so much deception out there. There is so much false word out there. Lord, let us know the word for ourselves. Let us know you for ourselves. Let us believe on you, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord, I pray you will send your word angels to rescue us when we are in any kind of trouble, that we may continue to enjoy our fruits of our labor, our love, our personal possession, the fruit of our wounds, the land of our crops and cattle. Lord, grant it to us right now. You are God of promotion and not demotion. You are God of increase and not decrease. We want to be like the prodigal son, when we stray away and lose ourselves in the things of the world, that we can return back to you. And Lord, forgive us if we have turned our back on you. We're confessing our sins, and we're confessing right now, God, and we ask, God, that you forgive us and receive us with open arms, regardless of what we may have done, that you will still wrap us in your loving arms and give us your best. God, I thank you for every word that came out of my mouth. Father, if I was in error in anything that I have said, God, I repent right now, and I want to make that correction if I was out of order. Oh, God, I thank you, God, that I was able to disperse your word, and I thank you for each person that has trusted me to hear what you are speaking in this hour. God, I thank you that every word that has been spoken is protected, and the enemy cannot take away from it, and that it will do that what you have sent it to do, because you say your word is not void, and it shall do that what you sent it to do. Oh, God, thank you for your word. We thank you, God, that the word is being released, and lives is being changed, households is being fruitful, and souls are being saved. We receive the salvation, and we thank you, God, for what you've already done and what you're about to do. God, this prayer is protected by you, and we wait on your manifestation, God, because we know, God, that you are already doing it, and we know that it's already done, and we're just going to give you the praise, and we're going to give you all the glory. And I just thank you, and I praise you, and I just honor you. In Jesus' name, I do pray. Amen. I'm so sorry, y'all. I may have taken up a lot of your time, but when the Lord is speaking, I have to release the word, and when it's time for me to shut up, I shut up. And so what I want to do, I want to open up the phone line because maybe there is something someone wants to share concerning what we talked about tonight, and maybe there is something that have given you insight about what may be going on with you. And I pray that this word blessed you. I pray that this word penetrated you and it continued to minister to you, because we all have weak areas and none of us are immune from having weak moments or turmoil in our life, because as long as Satan exists, we're going to have a challenge and it's a fight. But some fights we don't have to fight. God will give us the strength to fight as much as we can and as far as we can go. And sometimes if it's beyond our reach, we just got to give it to him, because he don't mind taking it. And that's what I love about God. He's a willing God. He's an awesome God. So the phone line is open, and the call-in number is 323-792-2979. And the person in the chat room, if you would like to get in to call, you can call in, and if you want to share something with us, we'll be more than glad to hear from you. Just press 1, and it'll put you in queue, and I'll bring you in, and I'll be happy to hear from you. And please don't be ashamed or don't be afraid, because you know what? We're all in this together. Because what affects me affects you. What affects me, what affects you, affects me. And so, you know, we just got to bless one another. If you like to share a testimony, you're more than welcome to share a testimony. But if you really don't feel like you got anything to say, I understand, because I may have said everything that needed to be said. But I enjoyed having you all on the line. I enjoyed my person in the chat room. It's just such a delight to, oh, now it's letting me type in there. And I just want to say that I hope your week is a good week, and I hope that you have a prosperous week, and I pray that your week go well, and just continue to let this word minister to you, and just let the Lord bless you real good. And you know what? I feel in my spirit, and I keep hearing restoration. Restoration. There's going to be restoration because of the damage that we've had here in Houston. Money is not being distributed like it should. But God is going to touch some hearts, and he's going to touch some millionaires, and they are going to reach out to people. Because I keep hearing God say the money is not being used like it has been collected. But God says that he's going to dispatch out some personal millionaires to help people. And they're going to get the help that they want. See, when man say no, God says yes. And we got to understand that. So, you know, be encouraged, y'all. And like I say, if you want to have something to say, just press 1, and I will bring you in the queue, and you can share with me whatever it is you want to share. But if not, I just want you to know that you're blessed. You're blessed beyond measure. And I do have a caller that in queue. And I'm going to bring this person in. What I do, caller, I call out your first 3 numbers and your last 4 numbers. So 443 and then 8023, I'm bringing you in.
Amen.
God bless you.
God bless you, Prophetess Kane. I want to tell you it's my first time on, and I enjoyed the word that came forth on today. It is always good to refresh our mind of the word, because the things that we see with our natural eye daily, sometimes it will cause us, our heart to be faint. It will cause us to just become weak, you know. So I'm grateful for the word of God. I'm grateful, Lord, that he gives us what we have need of. And sometimes, every day, we needed to be reminded of his word, of his promises to us.
Lord.
You know, his word is his promise to us. It's our insurance. It's our guarantee that he is with us, and everything is done for our good in the end, because in the end we do win. So we do suffer daily for many a things, and sometimes they are painful, and sometimes cause us like to cry and feel like we've been cut to the bone.
My God.
But when you hear the word of God, hallelujah, Jesus.
And you know what? I thank you for that, my sister, because, you know, a lot of people, they want to paint this picture like their life is perfect and they wear these masks, and they wouldn't not dare tell anyone that, you know, they have imperfections in their life. But we already know if you live on this planet and this earth, you have some imperfection.
And not only that, that we are tried. If any Christian tell me all is well, I'm confused.
Yeah.
I don't know whose side you're on. Because then I'm going to look at you kind of funny. If everything is well with you and you never have an issue and you never need prayer, I will be concerned. I would be concerned. I might not touch and agree with you no more. I might not fellowship with you no more because I know, oh God, what he paid for us and what he did for us.
Did.
I know we have to bear the cross as well. I know it's a struggle day by day. As we wake up and we put our feet on the ground, the struggle begins.
Oh my God.
And not even
then,
because the enemy doesn't sleep. The enemy doesn't sleep and we sleep.
At all.
I thank God for the time that we have to be still. Sometimes life just overwhelms us and we're moving about and we're doing our thing. And sometimes you need to be still and remember this word. Remember the promises that he has given unto us. And thank God. You know, you're busy. This got to be done. This got to be done. But when I cause myself to sit down and prepare for the word, to be still, to prepare my heart to be open and my ears to be open, you can't help but to be refreshed. You can't help but
that's
to be
right.
strengthened. Oh, God, I thank you. Hallelujah, Jesus.
His
word causes us to live. It causes us to live. It causes us to fight, Lord. It causes us to stand even the more. I thank God
Lord,
that it is given to us freely.
And
he
God
loves us
will
so.
Allow us to go through things sometimes to be a testimony.
Yes, yes.
Because I know what he's
done
for me.
You got to have a testimony. You got to have a testimony. Somebody took that to me. They said, sister, I have a horror story. I said, guess what? If it wasn't a horror story, I wouldn't listen. If things been too good to you, if things are too sweet, it don't interest me. I got to hear about a great struggle so I can hear about the great victory. I'm not concerned about somebody who's been sitting in a canoe in a lake just enjoying the summer day. I got to hear a horror story so I can even look at you and rejoice that God turned your sadness into happiness, that God turned your sorrow into joy. You can't tell me you've been joyous all your life. I just don't want to talk to you. I don't want to hear nothing.
It ain't been no
you
can't, cake ride,
you can't tell me nothing that will hold my ear to you. I'm going to just cut you off and tell you to have a great day. So, you know, though people say that their life has been hard, but when you say what God alone has done for you, glory, hallelujah, no man can take credit for getting you through the mess that you've been through.
Because
the stuff I've been in, the stuff I've been in, ain't nobody want to be. Nobody want to smell the foulness. No one want to smell the spoiled food in the dumpster. Nobody wants to be barved. But, oh, God, the God that will come and get. I remember when I was the one lost and he left the 99 to come and get me. So I'm grateful to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. With all my
It talks about that in Ezekiel. It talks about that in Ezekiel. And the Lord say, you got them 99, but you ain't going out there to look for that one. He say, that one is
the
more important to me than the 99.
Yes,
that's
he
for sure.
looked for the one. I was valuable unto him. He came for me. I'm grateful to him. Hallelujah, Jesus. Although this walk is hard, although it's hard to stand day by day, sometimes your heart is weak. The ones that we love, the ones, the saints, the ones that we believe that will hold us in good esteem, the ones we think that will cover us in prayer are the ones that will cut our throat.
Well,
so it does hurt.
Yes.
It does hurt. But Lord God,
to me so much.
Jesus,
I've had it to happen to me so much till I'm immune to it because I know what the outcome's gonna be. because I don't know what you know what I'm saying? And so we just
no man is perfect. No man is perfect, but everything is for us to grow. Everything is for us to grow in our faith.
Amen.
Everything for us to trust him even the more. Everything is done for us, oh God, to draw closer unto him, for him to get all the glory out of us. The thing that we think
Lord.
We see today that will kill us, he brung us through. And then we'll go see something else that's worse. And we said we can't make it, and he'll bring us through that. Lord God, I thank you. Everything is glory to glory.
Yeah.
I thank God for the word.
So
I thank God for fellowship.
Yeah, I thank you so much for sharing. And our time is almost up, and I appreciate you so very much. May God just bless you for sharing.
Thank you, ma'am.
You know, we gleam in that word together. And sometimes we don't know we're helping one another. And that's what the Lord wants us to do. He wants us to help one another. So you be so blessed, my sister, and come back anytime. We'd be glad. I'll be glad to have you. And I want you to know that I love you, and I know God loves you. And so, you know, because you press your way, God says he has something special for you. I don't know what it is, but as I'm talking to you, I keep seeing a couple of jobs, and I don't know, you know, it seems like you're going to have to make a choice which job. They both going to be good jobs, but it's going to be a hard decision for you to make concerning which job it is you want. So you be on the lookout and be prayerful about that, because God is about to open that door for you, honey.
Thank you. Thank you. Glory be to God indeed. God bless you, woman of God. I love you. I have nothing but love for you, you woman of God. God bless you.
Yeah, God bless you too, honey. And you just be safe and have a peaceful night's sleep, okay?
Amen. Thank you. I will, ma'am.
Okay, y'all. There we have it. No one else wants to come in. And I appreciate you. And thank you so much for joining in and taking out the time and having the patience to hear what the Lord is speaking. And I'm going to play a song. We're going to go out with this song. May God just bless you. I'm Prophet Shirley Kane. We're in the Walk with Jesus Ministry. And I thank you so much, so, so much. I can't thank you enough. And I'm just going to find a song for us to go out with. And I'm going to do Ty Tibbett, Victory. So I just want to say good night to you. Be blessed, be safe, and be at peace.
Yeah! Let's go!